Iowa's Best Country Kicks 101.1. It's the Morning Kickstart with Jonathan Knight and Malia Jean. And joining us in the studio is Brandon Marshall, graduate student of the Department of Physics and Astronomy at Iowa State University. Good morning, Brandon.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
How do you walk around with such a long title like that?
That's pretty heavy, so I got to work out pretty often.
Man. That's awesome.
So we brought you in to talk about the eclipse coming up on the 21st. I'm very excited about this event. It's kind of a big deal, 99 years since the one has been visible in North America.
Yeah.
So that's something to pay attention to, I would think.
Yeah, absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about what is an eclipse, just as a basic fundamental thing. Like, what are we looking at here?
Yeah, so an eclipse is when we're talking about a solar eclipse this time. So this is when the moon passes in front of the sun and blocks either all or part of the light coming from the sun.
And in this case, in parts of the United States, it is going to be a total eclipse.
Correct.
Do you recommend one method or the other as far as eye protection, or have you seen any of these events yourself, and what would you recommend?
So I was actually pretty young the last time I saw a solar eclipse. I was probably 5 years old, and okay. My grandma had a pinhole viewer, and she was looking at the eclipse, and I said, "What are you looking at?" She said, "Oh, I'm looking at the sun," and I just kind of squinted at her, and I said, "The sun's up there," and I stared right up at the sun, and she kind of yelled at me a little bit. I'd say a pinhole viewer is pretty good if you don't have the protective glasses, but it will give just a pretty small projection of the sun, but it's still a good way to look at an eclipse. I would recommend, if you can get your hands on a pair of the protective glasses, to get some of those.
Okay, I find those at?
You can buy them online. When in doubt, check NASA's webpage. They'll have a list of certified places that give actual good glasses that you can buy.
Okay.
Because I know that I've looked into it myself, and they do say the welding glass that's a shade 14 or darker is safe to look at the sun. So I've been kind of looking into some options.
Yeah, you should see some of the big masks that she's bringing. You think does this go with this dress or these jeans, welder's mask?
But yes, I have been looking into this because I want to make sure, first and foremost, that my eyes are safe when I'm seeing this event happening.
What kind of damage can you expect if someone was to go, "Oh, no, I can do this"? It's just like looking at the sun any other time. And it's
so
really,
in a sense, that is correct. It's kind of like looking at the sun any other time, except when the eclipse happens, it starts to get darker out. And when that happens, your pupils dilate. Mm-hmm. So that means you're trying to accept in more sunlight. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, you're accepting in more ultraviolet radiation and basically getting a sunburn on your eyes.
So, but I did read somewhere, and I wanted to know if you knew if this was true or not, that during the totality, when the sun is completely covered, you can look at it.
Yes, during totality is the only time when it's safe to take off your glasses or stop looking at your viewer and actually turn and look at the sun. Unfortunately, any place in Iowa, you're not going to be able to do that. Yeah.
Maybe. All right. Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. That's Brandon Marshall, graduate student from the Department of Physics and Astronomy at Iowa State University.